Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi everyone, it's Belinda Ellsworth from Work From Your Happy Place, and I am so excited about the show that we have in store for you today. I am going to have the pleasure of interviewing someone that I've known for a number of years, has an extremely great work ethic, and has been extremely successful in this industry, and you're absolutely going to love it. Tamara Davis Peck is with Touchstone Crystal by Swarovski. She has been in the direct sales industry for 11 years and has risen to the very top of two different direct sales companies. She now lives in Colorado Springs, Colorado, with her husband and two sons. Please help me welcome Tamara Davis Peck.
Hi, Belinda. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. You know, we've really grown together, Tamara, so it's been really exciting over the years.
It has.
So why don't you take a moment and then just fill our listeners in a little bit about your journey, a little bit about your story, and kind of where you are today.
Well, when I started direct sales 11 years ago, and at the time when I started, I had my two boys were little, and then I had two foster girls that were special needs, and because of that, I was really a true stay-at-home mom. I kind of got stuck at home, and my husband worked nights and weekends a lot, and I was actually actively out looking for a company, but the problem was that I was really shy. Because I was so busy taking care of kids all the time, I kind of lost my way to talk to other adults. And I think what is important to know about me is that when I would go to my friends' parties and I would ask questions, but I would still kind of be the shy one in the corner, nobody would ever invite me to join their business or join their team. I'd hear them say to my friends, "Oh, you have such a great personality, you should do this." But nobody ever said that to me. So I felt like nobody wanted me. I thought that, and so when I did find a direct sales company, because I was actively looking, I ended up finding someone who lived 2,000 miles away and didn't speak English, because I thought, oh my gosh, she's going to want me. She's going to want me to be a part of her team. And so I learned from that we really, truly need to ask everyone. I feel like that's the heart of why I've been so successful, is because I ask everyone to join my team, not from a place of like, I just want my team to be bigger and bigger, but because I want to make sure everybody feels valued. Everybody feels like that they're wanted. And because I did truly ask everyone, it just gave me great practice and I got good at it. And I've learned anything with this business, if you practice, if you set out to get good at it, you can go anywhere that you want to.
That's awesome. And I love that story. I've told it many times and it's so, so very true. As we tend to prejudge, all of us do it, whether we say we do or we don't do it. And it's just a matter of creating a habit of not doing it as much as humanly possible, because there are people out there that need what we have. And you're a perfect example of that. And then someone that nobody really seemed to pay attention to has actually risen to the very top with both of your direct sales endeavors. So it's a good lesson for everyone out there listening. So tell us then a little bit about how the business has shaped your lifestyle.
Well, the thing that has shaped my lifestyle that's most important to me is it's really, first of all, it's allowed me to be the mom that I wanted to be. It something that I didn't think would be possible for my life. I was able to be a stay-at-home mom for my kids. I was able to save for college, take my kids on vacations that I wanted to take them on. But what was most important to me is that actually my husband got to be a stay-at-home dad. And so during the teenage years that are the toughest years, he was just really there for them, really here at home guiding them, and they have an incredible relationship because of it. And now that my kids are older and grown, now my husband still stays home because we realized how much we value that in our marriage, that we get to be together more, we get to work on our marriage together, and we also have the time to travel and go out and really have that flexible schedule that I highly value.
So then does your husband he assists you with your business?
He does assist me with my business. He's very, very, very good, very good at helping me, but he's kind of the behind the scenes guy and supporting me. And he travels with me sometimes. And it's really been a great experience for both of us.
Oh, that's really wonderful. So share with us then, what are two of your greatest skill sets that you think have helped you succeed in owning your own business?
The first set I think is important is that I know that there is a solution to every problem. So if I'm not getting enough bookings, or maybe sponsoring is not where I want it to be, I know I can find a solution to that problem. And I think instead of getting emotional about it, I really seek to find that answer. And I can, listening to you, Belinda, is one way I can help, all your trainings to help find the answer. And so, I know even if I make small steps towards finding that answer, it's going to improve my business over and over again. So, I just try to step back and be analytical about it to find what would be the best solution. I even sometimes ask my customers so that I can get a good sense of what it is that they're wanting and what I could do better for them, so that I can and my team too. And I'm open to feedback. I love to hear feedback so that I can't always find the best solution to every problem that I encounter. My second strength, and I do believe that we all should work in strengths, is I feel like I really try to make everything I do with my team, with my customers, my parties, I try to make them fun, because we really do. Fun is so important. We want to make it people feel good and like they're having a great time. And that's something that I really put a lot of intention towards, because I just think it makes every part of the business go smoother when things are fun.
I couldn't agree more. And I just want to touch on one of the things that you said, because I know that's kind of one of the things that we share in common, which a lot of women in business don't share as much in common. And that's being very analytical about a situation, being very aware of your numbers, being very aware of the situation. And you made a really good point that if everybody didn't catch it, or it's not pointed out, I don't even know that they'll fully catch it on this interview. And that is finding that solution, but asking everyone, constantly interviewing. And I think that for me, of all the years, whether I was in the field, even as a trainer today, people wonder, how do you stay so cutting edge? How do you stay so current? It's because I'm constantly talking to the field. I'm constantly talking to some of the brand new companies, and what are they doing different, and what's really working? What are your challenges? Because then if you can meet that challenge, then you're going to come out on top. And asking your customers, what do you like the most? What's your favorite product? I was constantly doing surveys so that then I could then work best in that data that I was receiving. And I will say to you that the majority of women do not do that. So I think that's important for our listeners, especially the female listeners that we have, that it is important to step back and understand to not get as emotional about it, but find the solution, or find your data, find the analytics, study it, figure out what can I do to make this different? What can I do to turn this bus? So I think that is a great skill set, and one that people could certainly learn from. So share with us then an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and how you worked through that.
Well, the biggest challenge by far that I ever endured in my direct sales career is that the first company that I built a team with did close. And for me, it was somewhat unexpected that it closed. And of course, that is crushing when that happens, especially when you've spent a lot of years building up a team and, it's a company that you love. But I did really take it as I was going to learn from this experience, and that I really believe, and it made me realize I really believe in this industry and what someone can accomplish in this industry. So I really started analyzing different companies, learning, you know, from what I didn't see in the past company to bring to my new company and really make it all for the better. But the biggest thing that I learned was that I really needed to trust my instincts, that we all have that little voice inside of us telling us what's right, what's wrong. And it is so important that we learn to listen to that so that we can make the best choice for ourselves. Because sometimes just because something is logical on paper doesn't necessarily always mean that it's going to turn out the way that you expect it to. But when we listen to that voice, we know we're on the right path. And I do that even when I'm talking about finding the solution to my problems. Sometimes you don't see the result right away, but if you listen to your instincts and you feel like you're on the right path, you probably are.
I would love it if you could just, when we say, how did you overcome it? I think that's great. I think, you know, taking your time, listening to your instincts, not being in a rush. But there recently has been several companies that have closed their doors since the time that yours did. Yours was kind of the first of a few there that just suddenly closed without too much warning to their field. And a lot of people are feeling a lot of different emotions. And I'd love it if you could just share a tiny bit more about that. And I'll tell you some of the things I hear. Some of the people feel like they can't ever trust the industry again. They feel like, oh my gosh, I have to start all over. I don't want to start all over. It's too much work. I have to go. This might not necessarily be the company I want to go, but I need to try to keep my whole team together. And so I'm just going to go do this, even though I don't want to. These are all the different things that I'm hearing on a day-to-day basis, to be quite honest with you. And so I would love it if you would just take a moment and address any of those, because you've obviously had one of the biggest teams with your company when they closed its doors. I need everybody to understand it wasn't like you were just limping along and, you know, going with the status quo and suddenly the company. You had a huge team doing a huge amount of volume and earning an incredible paycheck when they closed their doors. And so now you're on top of your game again, and it hasn't really been that long. But I would love you to just address some of those things that I mentioned and just kind of delve into this a little bit deeper, if you don't mind.
I don't mind at all, because first I'd like to talk about the mindset of starting all over again. I think that that's an important one, because it's all about the stories that we tell ourselves. And sometimes if we tell ourselves, oh no, I have to start all over again, this is terrible. I have started all over again hundreds of times because I have treated myself like a brand new consultant many, many times. I think starting all over again is exciting, and even doesn't matter where you're at, if you kind of start yourself, if you get yourself into that mindset, okay, I'm going to start all over again, I'm going to build a new team, going to do that. That is what helped me get to the top, is that mindset of treating myself like a brand new consultant who needed sales, just like a brand new consultant who needed new team members, just like a brand new consultant, just like a brand new person who wants to build a big business. So I love starting all over again. So that is the story that I told myself, and that's the story how I moved forward, is that it is exciting to start all over again. The second thing you talked about is like trying to keep a team together. And I know my team loved each other and we wanted to stay together so bad. And we were a large organization, but in the end, I feel like that really wasn't the best choice for us, because not everybody is going to love the same company. And I learned through this whole experience, no matter how talented you are, if you aren't passionate, if you don't believe in the company that you're in, then you're not going to do well. You're not going to be able to move forward well, no matter how talented you are. So if somebody feels like they need to go somewhere else, allow everyone that space to make their own choices, because you want to be proud, because this is a stressful emotional time, and you, at the end of the day, you want to be proud of what you did. And I think giving people that space to move wherever will serve them best, it will really help you feel good about yourself at the end of it. And that's really what's most important, is that you feel good about you and you feel good about the choices that you made. And does that help, Belinda? I hope that,
Yes, it does. And the only thing that I would just add, tag on to the very end of that, is your proof of that is that people will go, they need to be passionate, they need to be happy, but you will rebuild. I think somehow people feel, when I've built up this big team, that I did it once, or this is the team I have to keep together. And in reality, it was a group of people that were all attracted because of one particular reason or another. It might have been the person, it could have been the product, it could have been the company, it could have been just a sisterhood. I mean, there's a variety of reasons why people do get attracted and sort of connected. But at the end of the day, you will find other people that are equally as attracted and excited about the current company or product or sisterhood that you currently have. And so I just want people to trust that this wasn't a one and done. It wasn't a one shot wonder. It wasn't like I did it once, it's never going to happen again.
Correct.
Okay, awesome. So share with us then what working from your happy place means to you.
Well, I mentioned this before, but because I love it so much, I'm going to mention it again. I really love having my own schedule. That is just something that is so important to me and something that I value. But I do know that I need to work hard to keep that privilege, because being able to have my own schedule and have my own business is a privilege. And I do need to work consistently to make sure that I deserve that privilege. And so how I make sure to do that is, when I'm working, I'm really am focused on work. I really do make sure to get what I need to get done for the day. I make reasonable goals during the day, a reasonable to-do list, and I make sure to get that done during the day. And I'm very focused on that, even this in the summer when I know it's more difficult to do that. But also, when I am, what makes me happy is, because I am focused, I know I got done what I needed to get done. When I am with my family, I am 100% with my family. I am not thinking about work. And so many times I hear people feel like when they're with their family, they're feeling guilty about not working. And when they're working, they're feeling guilty about not being with their family. I make careful choices about how I'm going to use my time every day, so that I feel empowered in my schedule, so that I can choose. I know I put enough time in for work, so I don't have to feel guilty when I'm with my family. And when I'm working, I've already made plans of how I'm going to make sure I spend the proper amount of time with my family, so that I know I'm on the right track, because there's no room for guilt in my life, because that doesn't get, feeling guilty all the time doesn't help me accomplish more and doesn't help me build my business more. So I really do focus on what will bring me joy working for my happy place, and that is doing a great job so that I can relax and enjoy my family.
That was great. So share with us something that you're extremely proud of, or even an accomplishment that you have that you feel really great about.
What I am most proud of is how well my team works together. I really was intentional about the culture I wanted in my team from the very beginning of my direct sales career. That was something that I envisioned and dreamed about having, is a team where everyone felt where they belonged, everyone felt where they were accepted. And how we've been able to accomplish that is that as a team, we focus on each other's strengths. We don't focus on weaknesses. We believe in focusing on others' strengths, and whatever your strength is, you will help the rest of the team with. And so we try to keep ego out of it and just do what is best to keep that harmony. And one thing I like to say is that we really do prize creativity over competition, meaning that if someone is sharing a great idea or something that is working for them, that will probably be more prized and more recognized than maybe the top seller. Not that we don't love our top sellers and recognize them too, but we just really have this culture of sharing and really making everyone feel accepted. And when my team is together, like at conference or any event, it just feels electric to me. It feels energetic and electric because we really do all care about each other. And it is something as a group that's important to all of us.
That's great. It's really, really great advice for everyone. I think it is allowing, and this is what, when we do interviews today, it's what we hear from people that say, just join a team. And they're like, I'm not recognized because I'm not at the top or I haven't been there the longest. And every single person who comes into your team has something to offer. And allowing people to have a voice and be a part of something is going to go further in retention and productivity and everything if you allow those people that space. And it sounds like that's the culture that you're certainly creating. So what advice would you give to other entrepreneurs?
I think the first really important rule of thumb is pretty much nothing ever seems to turn out like you would expect it to. Like sometimes things turn out better than you expect, and sometimes they turn out like worse than you expect, but it's not often they turn out exactly like you would expect them to. But you have to trust and believe that if you are moving forward, always making strides to grow your business, that good things will come from that. But you can't always think that I'm going to go to this one expo and it's going to completely change my business. That never really happens. It's always these small steps that add up. And so always celebrating even just the smallest step forward in your business, because that is what we need to do in order to make a great business overall.
That's great advice. So why don't you share with us some new and exciting things that you're working on and that our listeners could benefit from, and then share with us how people can find you.
Okay. Well, something that I have been working on is I realized that people really like people that know their product well, that are knowledgeable about their product and can tell them why their product is great or their company is great. But they don't want someone who oversells it, meaning someone who just goes on and on and on and on about their product, because we really want to be careful about that. So I think working on verbiage is the absolute most important thing that you can do with your team. And I'm someone who's not naturally articulate. So like this is something that I do in my own business so that I can really have the right things to say often. And so what I've been having my team do is, first of all, write 10 things that you love that are important to you about your product or your company. Maybe it's the quality. Maybe it's the story of your company. Maybe it's the history or something, the 10 things that you really think are phenomenal about your product or your company. And then I want you to star which of those are most important to you. Like make a list, like 1 to 10. What are the most important? 1 being the most important and 10 being the least important. And because we don't have a lot of time to make an impact because everyone's attention is kind of divided, really taking each of those 10 things and creating like a sentence or two that you would say about that, that is the most impactful and makes the point across, so that if someone asks you about the quality of your product, for example, you could really have a couple of sentences that really hit home, really explain to them why your quality is the best. Or I sell jewelry, so versatility is important. So if that topic comes up, I have a couple lines I can say about versatility. So having the most, and but why I want you to know what's most important to you, because those are the things that you're going to speak most passionately about and be most genuine in your passion about it. So those are the things that you want maybe two or three sentences instead of just one or two, so that you're really emphasizing those parts that you're most passionate about. Because we need those lines that we can just say quickly about our product, and really, and I find doing this practice helps everyone really learn and become more knowledgeable and know the right thing to say, so that they're not overselling it, overspeaking about it, not yammering on, because that creates interest when you can just say one or two impactful sentences instead of just going on and on and on and trying to over explain it. And then people are more curious about what you're doing, and they're going to ask more and want more and trust you as someone who has a lot of knowledge about your product.
That is really, really, it's great advice. It's a really great thing to do with your team, and everybody gets to sort of participate in that. And that's what I always say is people want more than anything else. And it's what I've strived to do over the years is people want the word choices. That's at the end of the day, people are like, just tell me what to say. Just give me those word choices. And so having people work on that together, having those word choices, having it being top of mind, that is going to carry people and your team further than probably just about anything else. So I think that's a great exercise, and one that I think a lot of our listeners could really take a lot from. So Tamara, if people want to find you, how can they? Do you have a website or anything like that you'd like to share?
I do have I'm on Facebook, so you can find me on Facebook. And also my website is, of course, www.touchstonecrystal.com/TDP. So you can also check me out there. So
wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being my guest today. You've been absolutely delightful, as well as extremely informative to all of our guests. And I certainly do appreciate our friendship over the years. So thank you for being our guest today.
Well, thank you for having me. And thank you for everything you've helped me with my business over the years too. I did want to mention that I talked about how I signed up under someone who didn't speak English when I first started, so I didn't really have a training resource, but it did serve me to seek out experts, and Linda is my favorite expert that has really helped me build my business over the years, and I appreciate you so much, Belinda.
Well, thank you. That certainly warms my heart, and I certainly appreciate you as well. So thanks, everyone, and have a happy time working in your happy place.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends, and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.